What do you think a leopard hanky signifies?
They like to go really fast, just like, I don't know. Like
in and out 5 minutes.
Like, that's okay, it. We're done.
What does the cheetah just say?
Because he's running so fast, got all the wind blowing his face.
He's running
just
so like, hey, look at that cheetah over there.
I'm running so fast, look at me.
Eat that.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und gut for you!
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour. GayRadioShow.com, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Streaming online and archived on our website, GayRadioShow.com, with the free TuneIn radio app. If you download that, search WPRK. You can listen to the radio show anytime you want to. That was the delayed, you know, extended intro while we wait for people to show up. And then right before we go on, Alex decides to take a selfie. Oh, I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 359, first new live show of 2016. Here with Alex, the friend turn. How you doing, man?
Hey, happy new year, y'all.
Good to see you, man. We're waiting for Eric, the actor, to show up. You know, I've decided that this is going to be the year of lowered expectations, because the stuff that could normally like stress me out, like people aren't here, what are you going to talk about? And technically, I should always have a lot to talk about on every show that's coming up. But I'm kind of at a point now where my personal life is bringing me enough satisfaction in different ways, whether it be physical or whatever. Like, I don't care as much. Like, I still care about the show. I always will. But I'm not stressed out if we start late. I'm not stressed out if people show up late. I'm not gonna lose sleep over if it's a good show or a bad show, because quite frankly, we've done a bunch of crap shows and nothing's happened yet. We're not really, you know, the fact that I'm still here and it's almost been 7 years, I'm allowed to, you know, so it doesn't have to be like an A-plus performance every single time. So I guess, you know, either
you've already gotten your tenure. You can just be lazy now.
Lazy. I'm just going to replay clips. Well, you had never heard the clip that we just played before the show.
Yeah, no, that was wait. What? Like, was that real? Was that fabricated? Like,
no, that was real.
That was real?
Like, that happened. If you're not listening to, if you're listening to the podcast, you didn't hear it. I'll include what we're talking about here.
What?
Around the world.
You're breaking out of the line.
And up your block.
It's time for America to wake up!
No more bull.
This is it.
It's a revolution.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Ralph Howard. Howard Stern, a hero for gays, says a gay writer and broadcaster. It's Howard 100 News in depth.
Howard 100 News in depth.
I got Sirius Satellite Radio for Christmas right before y'all switched over, and now doing my history, I've learned exactly how influential he's been, and I love Stern.
David Justice is gay, an attorney, and host of the Homo Happy Hour, a radio show in Orlando, Florida. He also writes for the gay magazine What's Happening, and in his most recent article, he praised the king of all media.
I actually took a take on the article about writing about being a man of different muses, you know, from the perspective of being an attorney. I'm inspired by my mentor of 3 years. From the perspective of being a talk show host, yeah, definitely Howard Stern.
And Justice is impressed that Howard has a lot of gay fans.
It's really funny because I think people understand that he gets the joke that, you know, life's too serious to be taken seriously. If you're just honest up front and, you know, really don't have a lot of hate behind what you say, you can have fun and you can be offensive and you can be derogatory. You know, I think they can appreciate that.
Justice, who's just starting out in his radio career, says Howard's been a great influence.
I don't think you can put people in a box, and I think that, you know, listening to Stern, if you're going to be yourself, be honest, and I think that's what people find entertaining.
He's also impressed with Howard's book, Miss America, because Howard dressed up in drag. Lisa G., Howard 100 News.
On breaking news like flies on... This is Howard 100 News.
The people that are listening to the podcast will not have heard the thing that I played that we're about to talk about. So in order to not exclude the podcast listeners, I'm going to include what we're talking about here. So they'll hear the clip. So what we're talking about is the clip from Howard Stern. If you know Howard Stern on Sirius XM Radio, and he used to have the Howard 100 News team. He had an entire news team devoted to just talking about him and talking about things that happened to him. And how old is that thing now? I was still writing for What's Happening magazine. That thing was like, that happened in maybe 2010, 2011.
Wow.
And I had written an article for What's Happening magazine in my column, Let Justice Roll, and it was about the things that inspire us. You know, who is your muse? And so I got interviewed by Lisa G from the Howard 100 News because, you know, I'll just say it. I did an anonymous tip to myself, to the Howard. I was like, hey, there's some radio show that mentioned Howard Stern in an article. Like, wink, wink. And so I anonymous tipped myself. And she called and wanted to know all about it. So that's what that interview was. So it aired on Howard 100 News. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh, God, I've been on the Howard Stern show. I was freaking out about it. And, you know, I recorded it from someone's... Like, I held the tape recorder, like, up to the radio to record it at the time. So anyway, that was the clip we just heard. So there's all kinds of old stuff in the archives. You know, all this is available on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. And also on GayRadioShow.com, there's links to Instagram. Everything's GayRadioShow.com. Twitter, Instagram, except our YouTube. Our YouTube is YouTube.com/LetJusticeRoll and the number 2. And you can't change your YouTube URL. So I'm kind of always wrestling with, you know, wanting to keep the whole thing the same, but it's not really working.
You could always rearrange it. YouTube.com/ShowRadioGay3?
No, it won't let you change it.
Oh, like once that's it. Once it's your URL, that's it.
That's your URL. That's what. So there are people that are successful on YouTube. They're like, hey, what's up? I'm Disney Cracker 45, and like that's their name. Because if they cancel it, you lose all your subscribers and all the things that you've built up on you. Now this comes from me, who post things on our YouTube channel like once every 3 to 4 months, sporadically. When I think about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so for the year of lowered expectations, we're just gonna have a good time and we're gonna figure out how everything's going in your life. Did you have a good holiday, man? It's our first live show back.
I know. It was like, it was a spectacular time off. Like, New Year's was amazing. Got to, I wouldn't say amazing, but I mean, it was pretty good. But Christmas was phenoms as usual. And how was yours?
Well, you know what? Let's just play the three things I learned this week. I think Eric's coming in right now, actually. So we'll figure that out. The three things that I learned this week.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two or four or five. It's the three things he learned this week. Yeah.
Give us a call, 407-646-2915. Let us know how you're doing in the new year. And you know what? Call in with your sexual resolutions, what your sexual resolutions are for 2016. Yeah, I overheard a group of people talking about this on New Year's Day at a restaurant loudly in D.C. And so this group of four drunk gay men and some sassy girl that just had a voice that made you want to stab yourself, they were screaming about what their sexual resolutions were. So one of them was like, I want to have sex with an older guy.
Sounds like me. I guess that must have been in D.C.
Indeed. There he is.
There he is.
What's up, man?
Hey-o.
Eric, the actor. How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Did you hear what we were talking about as we were coming in?
A little bit about you being on the Howard Stern show and I forgot
it's a little laggy.
Oh, yeah, future time. That's right. We operate on future time here at WPRK.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything that you're hearing was said 8 seconds ago in the past. So when you're listening to me live on the radio, you're listening to history.
You're listening? Yeah.
It's somewhat live.
This is a time bubble we're in.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, 8.8 seconds of history. Sounds like my sex life.
Yeah.
And no, we were saying, what are your sexual resolutions for the year, for 2016?
My sexual...
You're the only one in a committed relationship, and you have a cat.
Yeah. What do you mean you can't have a sexual resolution?
She's a pain in the butt.
I bet his resolution is to have some.
Gonna have lots and lots of some.
Married, ball and chain.
All everywhere.
Yeah. So the three things I learned this week, obviously two of them are recapping the major holidays, recapping Christmas, recapping New Year's, and all the good fun stuff that happened. You know, I want to say I spent a lot of time flying, and evidently when you fly Delta, you're not allowed to fly anywhere else in the United States without going to Atlanta, Georgia first. So every flight that I had was like Orlando to Delta, Delta to Pensacola, then Pensacola to Delta to Atlanta, Atlanta to Northern Virginia, and back again in Atlanta.
It's like their home base, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, you know, I'm running, I'm going crazy, and I made the fool, you know, I've never traveled on a new... Have you ever traveled on, like, the eve of a holiday? Have you ever flown somewhere on Christmas Eve?
I can already imagine how nightmarish it is.
Listen, dude, so I made the point to get there super, super early and ended up getting there early enough that I got bumped to an earlier flight. So it turned out, no, not what you think.
Oh.
At the time that I showed up, the flight that I was supposed to be on was delayed and would have had me getting into where I had to be at like 6 a.m. Christmas morning. I showed up early enough that the nice lady at the Delta counter said, well, listen, if you want, I can put you on this earlier flight. I got on the flight at 2 o'clock that was still delayed, that was supposed to leave at 10:30 a.m. that same morning.
What?
So I was able to like hop onto earlier flights. And so the gods were with me because I made it. I made it there. My dad picked me up at the airport. We drove.
My dad, the colonel.
My dad. Hi, daddy.
Daddy!
You're not home for Christmas.
Daddy!
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 I want all the presents.
That's me.
Dad picked me up in Pensacola, and we drove to Mobile. And it's the last time I'm going to Mobile. I can't really talk about the details because it's my brother's life. But my brother's not going to be living there anymore. So all the equity that I've built up in like making gay friends, having gay hookups, you know, having my regular boom snap clap it when I go to visit the fam, you know, all that's out the window. And he's moving to like a more rural place that has no gays.
More rural? Why on earth? He's really a Henry David Thoreau over there.
He's trying to raise biracial children in Mobile, Alabama. They got it tough enough already.
Oh my Lanta.
We're gonna get a little more up now.
Yeah. So we get to Alabama. Now the thing, I've talked about my dad before. I love him. He couldn't call in today. First thing, you know, what do you talk to your dad about if you were in a 1 hour car ride? What would you and your dad talk about?
Talking about life and how has life going, getting yourself together and everything. I don't know.
First thing we do when we get in the car, Dad has to start screaming about reality television.
Yeah.
Because that's our thing. Dad and I will watch reality television. We'll talk about it. And you know what? It's nice to have something to talk about with your old man. At least once every other week or so, we'll talk, you know, Survivor, what they do, can't believe they did that. What about The Amazing Race, you know, The Bachelor. But his show, and it has been for quite some time, he is a fan of the Project Runway.
Oh, God.
Really?
So as soon as we get into the car, I guess they just had the finale, and I watched it. I kind of like half watch it now just because I know he's going to want to talk about it. My dad starts, I got it. My dad, like, I called it. I knew it. That girl was going to win. Ashley was going to win. I called the top three in the first episode. So like, Dad is like convinced that if he goes to Vegas, he can watch one episode of any reality show and immediately like, you know,
bid on it.
Wager the odds and like, play the numbers and figure out who's going to win. So we're talking about Project Runway, and then he goes on to start trying to describe. He tries to describe this 65-year-old Lieutenant Colonel military father. Goes on to try to describe the plot of the first half of the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie, which he has never seen and somehow stumbled onto at my brother's house late night while taking care of his grandsons, the twins. So he's like, I guess, feeding the baby at 4 a.m. and says, oh, let's just put on Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
he has to watch it.
Because
he has to watch it that late. He has to watch it that late because my mother won't like watch it with him or let him watch it. So he's trying to describe it and like ask him. I was like, Dad, I don't have answers for this. It's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's not supposed to make sense.
And he's like, so I had to stop it at the part when the inspector shows up right after Eddie dies. And I was like, all right, that's where things start getting weird, and I don't know how to explain it to you. So, other things over the holidays. Are you an uncle yet?
I've been an uncle. I have a lot of nieces and nephews.
Oh, you're a gay uncle.
I am. I'm a gunkle.
My mother hates that term. She's like, you're not going to call yourself.
You're not going to call.
I have 3 nieces and 2 nephews.
Well, I am uncle to 2 beautiful twin baby boys.
They look just like him.
Ronan and Riker. I don't think they do. Well, my brother is, my younger brother is this one's complexion. He's like tall and white. He's balding. He's like really bald. And his wife is Filipino, so I got a little half-breed. You know, little babies. So I kind of like
little mud bloods. Yeah.
I was about to say mud bloods.
Mud bloods.
Do you not read Harry Potter?
I thought they were called muggles.
No, muggles are humans.
Mudbloods are wizards.
You know what? I'm just going to stop this conversation so I don't date myself.
I can't do that.
I think Harry Potter came out when I was like a freshman in college. You know, it was like not childhood reading for me.
Oh no, it was childhood reading for me.
Yeah.
Well, I've become that uncle. I had to force myself to try and limit, you know, Facebook posts and Instagram to like one cute baby nephew photo a day. You know, and like, since I'm filming videos, I got videos where I'm making them. My nephews find me hilarious when I make noises. I get the one baby like doing like synchronized clapping to, you know, music videos.
Definitely gonna be a stage uncle.
I had to make an entirely separate YouTube channel just devoted to the nephews. You know, and so I don't know. I love it. They're walking now. They're making noises. kids. They're grabbing things. They're putting them in their mouth. They're just I'm an uncle, and I absolutely adore it. I absolutely love it. And I'm not, you know, so I don't want my own kids, I don't think, but
yeah.
I mean, unless I find the right guy to like pump a baby into, but even then, the psychology of it,
the physiological aspect of it, yeah, just doesn't make sense.
You've never been to Mobile, Alabama?
I've never been to Mobile, Alabama.
Listen. I've seen that lovely video about leprechauns in Mobile, Alabama.
I've seen all of those.
Have you not seen that YouTube video?
Leprechauns. Was that one of like the first viral YouTube videos?
Yeah, like
about
way
like back
when.
In the news, and someone saw the leprechaun on the tree.
And they showed this is an amateur sketch, and it was this crappy little pencil drawing. Like, it was just the dumbest thing you ever saw, but it was so hilarious.
I will give Mobile some credit. My first thought going into it was Mobile, Alabama. You get there. It's actually pretty cool
it's
of a
hipster.
City.
Mobile, Alabama. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Never been, can't say.
Stop trying to put your hipster on everything. So Mobile, Alabama is like, you know, where Mardi Gras starts, and they actually have got like four like gay bars that are all like, they're all on the same block. Like you literally could just like walk from one to the other to the other. But the people in Mobile have been very cool. I've made some good friends in Mobile, mm-hmm. Alabama. You know, the Christmas that I, you know, was at odds with my mom and staying at like the discount family inn for like $32 a night, you know, some friends kind of lifted my spirits by, you know, being there, and I've made different acquaintances. So it was kind of bittersweet that I had to say goodbye to a couple of people. So I was saying goodbye to my friend Thanks. Bitch Pudding, and we're at this little cafe getting food, doing whatever. And it's always funny when you are with, you know, do you ever look for other gay people when you go out?
Oh, absolutely.
Like you try to spot them and you're just kind of like, hey, like. Like, you almost give him, like, a head nod, like, hey, I'm here, too.
We're on the same team.
What's up? If some homophobic stuff starts going down, I got your
it's
back,
like,
bro.
I'm not the only one here, right? Right? Nope, there you are. Hey,
there you are, there you are.
Well, I find that I have to go a little bit further to let them know that, like, I'm there, because I always get the, you know, the straight acting vibe. Like, I don't think I put off the vibe, so I have to usually engage in conversation and find some reason to say something, and I always try to gay it up a little bit.
You gotta shake the chest a little bit. I'm right here.
Flip the hair. A little.
So Patrick and I are at this little cafe just, you know, catching up. He's telling me about this, you know, his boyfriend and his relationship. And I was like, you know, and I'm trying to stay interested. You know, you were talking about this earlier. When you have friends that are talking about their relationships, after a while you're kind of like, okay, cool, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about someone I don't know, I'm never going to meet, you're probably not going to be with them in a year, so I have no vested interest in paying attention. Great, good for you, you're dating someone. Just rub salt in the wound that I'm single and going to die alone and trying not to call my ex on New Year's Eve. Thank you. And so this gay guy comes in, and he's with another gay guy who happens to be African-American. And so the one gay guy was kind of cute. And so I wanted to throw out the signal of, like, hey, what's up? So he was wearing, like, some tank top with, like, a Dayglow, like, Elmo. And so I had to go. So I had to, like, wave him down and be like, I really like your Elmo tank top. And I said it exactly that. And I rolled my eyes because I just assumed that's kind of like a symbol, right? Like, I really like your Elmo tank top. Roll my eyes.
It's like the floaty shy thing, like, I really like your tank top.
Yeah.
That's the ugliest tank top I've ever seen in my entire life.
So when we're sitting here having the meal, you know, I'm an observationalist. You know, I have to. I observe a lot. I make a lot of notes to myself. I do it for the radio show. I do it for trying to find funny things to talk about on Facebook. And so I'm watching, trying to figure out if these two guys are on a date or if it's casual or more so. And, you know, just happened to notice at one point the guy that's not in the Elmo tank top, the tall black guy, he goes off and goes to the bathroom, but I would never do this. He left just sitting on the bar where he and the other guy were sitting. He left his wallet and his cell phone. Just, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom, come back. As soon as the guy gets up and goes to the bathroom, the dude in the Elmo tank top reaches over and starts going through the guy's wallet, like looking at it. Like, I don't think he took anything, but like he definitely saw him take like the license out to like look at the license. So maybe he's like verifying age or the name.
So wait, were they boyfriend and boyfriend, or was this like a Grindr date? Like,
I think it might have been like a first hangout, Grindr hangout type of thing, whatever. So maybe he's like checking the. Now I will not lie.
This is the pre-screening process.
The pre-screening,
just go to the bathroom.
I need to make sure you're not a serial killer.
Check, yeah, I'll do the same thing. I'll leave mine, and then
I don't want you to rob me.
I'm not proud to admit that I have, you know, in the age of not knowing who people are and, you know, questioning and Grindr and boom snap clapping it.
Craziness.
I will admit that in the past I have been guilty of that too, but usually for me it's kind of like after the fact, and the line is always, well, hey, go ahead and hop in the shower. I'm going to go get some clean, dry towels.
Yeah.
And then while in the shower, you're all like, okay, what's your name? Let me double check where you're from. Anything incriminating in the wallet? Let me check the birth date. Oh, so you're like, you're making sure your business. And, you know, and then would you ever say anything? Like, because when the guy came back, do you want to, like, tap him on the shoulder as you're leaving the cafe and go, hey, the guy went through your wallet? Or you just mind your own business? I mean, would you say anything? Or?
I mean, to be honest, I'm sort of guilty of the same thing. I mean, in the sense that every time I'm at a guy's house, literally the first thing I do is to look around, like, helplessly and find a pic of his wife and kids. Like, that is the very first thing I do. But I mean, nah, not really. I mean, as long as he didn't, like, I mean, if he took something out of the wallet, I'd be like, hey, watch your boy, watch your boo. But I mean, like...
Now, I think it might have been kind of cute if he had, like, reached over and grabbed his phone and it wasn't locked and he took, like, a selfie. It'd be, like, a surprise selfie. Like, hey, here's a picture of me in your phone.
Yeah.
But going through the wallet and all this stuff.
And then I'd never heard of this concept either. His name is Patrick, but he calls himself Bitch Puddin'. And so
oh my god.
But with the Alabama
Bitch Puddin'.
With the
I'm a crush on every boy.
I do what I want because I don't give a shit. Awesome. I don't give a damn because I'm Bitch Puddin'.
All right, you see what happens? This is why we can't use... See, when we start using certain words, we think it's okay to use other words. No, it's my fault. I'm guilty. I opened the door for that to happen. So let's go back to our
luckily, we're in a time bubble.
Yeah, you didn't hear what happened 8.8 seconds ago. But I've never heard of... Have you ever heard of seasonal bottoming?
Seasonal, like, for the winter time, I am a bottom, but otherwise, I am a top.
No.
He said, I was, you know, the basic question, so who's the T, who's the B? He's like, well, you know, right now, I'm the T. I was like, what do you mean right now? You're always the B. He's like, no, we're seasonal. We're seasonal.
We're seasonal. During the solstice, I get to be a top.
Until leap year, and then it's, you know, like 4 years, whatever, and you're in the same position. I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, what would be the pros? This is probably not something we should talk about in the air. What would the airworthy? How could we talk about? What would the pros and cons be of
seasonal versatile?
Of like, why would you want to be a T in one season versus the other, and why would you want to be a B in one season versus the other?
I'm strictly dickly.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say that.
Yeah, whatever. I did my standard news check today, and you know, we talk often about all the apps that are out there. Mm-hmm. You got Grindr, you got Scruff,
you got
FetLife, you got Blue for Man Asian Hunt. People.
Oh my gosh, what was it? Dingbu?
Yeah, this boy, Dingbu, Dingbu and Dibu.
Dingbu,
We learned, yeah, this boy is the Dingbu. We had to learn the Chinese for are you a bottom or are you a top? It's like Teen Chat Dingbu.
Ding
ding
boo,
something like that.
Ding 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 doo. Man Jam is out there.
Mama-jama?
Hornet.
Cupid.
Okay, Cupid.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard of this.
Farmersmeet.com.
What?
Is that a one?
Christian Mingle. Farmer?
But can gay guys meet on Christian Mingle?
Is there a Christian gay app? Legit.
Christian Gingle? I don't know.
Christian Dingle?
Christian Gingle.
Christian Dingleberry.
Christian Jingle. Anyway, so there's a new gay app that has been launched, but with their kind of advertising, the way they're putting
it
out there.
What makes them special?
What makes them special has actually pissing people off.
Uh-oh.
They have very strict rules if you want to join. The app is known. The app is known as Hanky, and what it does is it puts new users to a vote. You know what I just got? You know why it's called Hanky?
Because that's what you're going to need when you're done with the hookup.
Shut up. No. This goes back to like, this is
Hanky,
old
Hanky.
School. I hate talking about old things to educate people because it's not my world. It predated me. I learned on this show about the Hanky Code. So before any of this social media, the gay Hanky Code used to be this really in-depth color-coded system where it was like, hey, if you're wearing a blue hanky in your back pocket, it means you're into this. And based on if it's in the left pocket or the right pocket means if you like to be like the top or the bottom or the submissive, or if it's a yellow hanky it means you're into like if you're into like a black and white checkered hanky it means you're into tie me up
interracial.
And smack me and call me Sally. Look, there's like 40 colors on it, dude. Hold on, I'll pull it up here.
So many pocket squares.
So many pocket squares.
So little time.
Hold on, this is actually where gay hanky code. Oh, I'm pulling that up. Okay, so here on this hanky, so I guess they're calling it hanky to be, you know, it's a way to hit on guys and talk to them. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they put new potential users to a vote, and it takes up to 3 existing users to cast a vote on whether or not you can join this app.
Survivor Island.
Join this app and be a member.
So what do you think? Think I can stay? I don't know.
The developer, the developer says the practice is intended to, quote, keep out creeps, time wasters, and fake profiles that the other apps have. There are a few critics that say the plan might backfire. He says that the app rejects 8 out of 10 applicants, but aims to get more sexy users, going for quality over quantity. Quote, for a long time we've been fed up with the vibe of the other gay apps. We'll probably never have 5 million users like them, because so many people get turned away. But our users are nicer and more sexy.
You're not on the guest list.
Yeah, I want to know who the people who are casting these first votes to get people in, though. Who are they that decide
that's a good question.
Like, they're a bunch of weirdos themselves.
Like, it couldn't have started organically. It couldn't have been like, hey, let me just ask my 5 hot friends to do. Like, they had to have had like an open enrollment. So if you missed open enrollment,
we don't know who got into open enrollment. So
the company insists in a press release that Hanky has been developed in response to the growing concerns about trolling of ordinary users and dating apps. So of course, I have the brilliant idea of, you know, wanting to check this out. Now I'm 30 now. I've said it on the air.
Oh, that's 60 in gay years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have gray hair. After chemo, my hair went gray on the sides. And so I'm sporting the salt and pepper. I'm thinking about dyeing it, though. What do you think?
No, I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
I say rock it.
You say rock it?
You know I'm always on a, you know I'm always on a bear hunt.
But you don't think if it's, do you think if you dye your hair and color it's a little, I mean, I guess it's kind of moot now because I talked about it for thousands of people to
whatever,
listen to. But
who cares, but like...
You think it looks tacky?
You're going to be like one of those like gay kids that dyes their hair
platinum
blonde.
Depends on how you do. No, but like 30 is still a young, viable age to have full colored hair.
I have hair.
You can be 30 and sexy.
You can, you know, the only reason you have the gray hair is because you went through the chemo, so you could dye it, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You're right, I could always blame it on chemo. Then no one could make fun of me. Exactly. Like, you look old! Like, I had cancer!
Exactly! How dare you!
How dare you!
So I got thinking of, you know, hey, I want to check out this app and see if it really is that great. I'm also curious as to see, you know, who in Orlando, the Central Florida area, might have made the cut. But I'm realistic that, you know, not being Johnny Sixpack, you know, I'm not a twink, basically. Mm-hmm. Would I qualify and make it? So I thought I would kind of, you know, I thought I would test it out, but then I thought even more so that was better is this. They found out that if you can register for Hanky, if a current member invites you, the registration requires verification by telephone. So I got thinking, who do I know that's very trendy and has visible abdominal muscles, you know, might be 20 years old, always, you know, kind of looking for the next, you know, hipster little thing. And so I thought, let me ask my good friend Alex. And Alex, so I tried to, and of course the first thing Alex says when he gets to my house today.
Well, castmates, I have a confession to make.
He's already on it.
So I went ahead and I sent him a will application.
What was the application process?
No, it literally is like, oh, if you don't have a token, you can go ahead and wait in line. And here's the other thing that wasn't in the article. If you invite someone else to join the line with you and that person gets in, you both get in.
Uh-huh.
So it's like your friend's on the guest list plus one. So
how do you
get
a token, though?
Yeah, what's the token?
Like, who's looking at the profile or the picture to say if you're worthy?
So once you actually are...
Or no, you got voted in by 3 people. 3 people said, let him join.
Yeah, yeah. So once you're voted in...
Do you know who?
To Gay Illuminati. Nope, you're not.
Gay Illuminati.
The Illuminati. So no, actually, it's very similar to the way Tinder looks, that you're sort of swiping people, and then you get, like, pictures that say applicant. Like, it literally says on their profile, applicant. You log in through Facebook, and you can see their Facebook profile picture. And it says applicant, and you can either thumbs down them or thumbs up them. So, yeah, I guess I was cute enough for 3 guys on that. Let me just tell you, though, that it's not, there's some solid 4s and 5s on Hanky, let me just tell you.
So I have a shot to get on.
Obviously, have a screening process to keep all the 3s and 2s out.
Well, Alex is a member, and it says that he could invite me, so I'll just get on it, and I'll look at the report next week.
I'm not sure I'm ready to let you into the Glaminati.
You're not, no, you're not going to invite me on?
Not allowed. Denied.
Alex!
I don't want to get my fez taken away.
What do you mean you're... No, you're not going to get demoted because you let somebody in that's, you know... I can't believe I'm just going to say... Because you let someone in that was undesirable. Like, I'm just assuming that I'm undesirable.
I'm just not sure if I'm ready for you to be my plus one.
Shut up, Alex. Are you being serious?
Wow.
I mean...
the shame.
My token code, it's like a secret code. It's like,
how many invites do you get? Can you only invite a certain number of people? Like, what if you have got, like, 10 really hot friends?
No. I can literally invite whoever
Show me
I
the
want
app. What's the app look like? Like the logo, at least.
Ooh, the logo's actually pretty. Look at it's like that one right over there to the far right.
Ooh, that's odd and ambiguous.
It's very glamonati, right?
That's very odd and
it's
ambiguous.
Very glamonati.
Which one? Oh. Yeah.
It's very Da Vinci Code.
See, like, I feel like I want to get on it sooner rather than later because once all the popular kids do get on it, I think they're going to be like, "Ew, no."
And their their motto is temptations are lurking. Oh, and then they have this feature where basically you switch the switch and that'll say you're looking now, which means like you're ready to get some right now.
You know what? I kind of like this. Would you be our official gay app tester? Like every couple of weeks, you try out a new one. You come on and like highlight its features. You talk about your encounters. You know, was it worth your time?
And all the crazy people you meet on there.
And you rank it like out of five.
Five condoms out of five.
No, I was gonna try to think of something more hips. Like at five man, four out of five man buns or something. I give Man Jam 4 out of 5 man buns. give me a color. I'm going to talk about the hanky code a little more. So the hanky code is the old gay signal of you couldn't just tell somebody what you were like or write it in your profile. You had to like discreetly put a colored hanky in your
pocket,
right or left pocket. So give me a color and I'll see which of these I can. Look at this.
Green.
One, two,
green's my favorite color.
There's over 100. Okay, green. Okay, if it's Hunter Green,
we're going into shades. Yeah. Like real gay. Yeah. Over here.
If it's Hunter Green, if it's a Hunter Green hanky and it's worn in your left pocket, you are a daddy. If it's a Hunter Green hanky and it's in your hanky and it's in your right pocket, you're an orphan boy looking for a daddy.
Daddy, I can pass off as the orphan boy.
Daddy. Olive green would be left pocket military top, right pocket military bottom.
Oh, I saw your sky blue hanky from across the room.
It's an emerald.
Can't talk about that fetish. Can't talk about that fetish.
The sky blue fetish.
If it's a charcoal, if it's a charcoal hanky, it means you're into latex.
Whoa. Wow.
If it's a red hanky with white stripes and in your left pocket, you're the shaver. If it's in the right pocket, you're the shavee. If it's red with black stripes, you're a furry bear.
Which is the hanky for salt and pepper cancer survivors.
Let's see. Silver lame. If you have a silver lame.
What the hell? What in the world is the lame?
Lame. Don't you know, darling? Shape of the time.
If it's in the right pocket, you're a celebrity. If it's in the left pocket, you're a star effer.
Exactly. It's lame. Only for the exclusive people know what lame is.
If you have a hanky made of mosquito netting and it's in your left pocket, you're into outside do boom snap clapping it.
So I'd have to go buy like a mosquito net to shove in my pocket.
It's not just hankies. Get this. It goes more. I've never seen this. This is new for me. If it's a Ziploc bag, if it's a...
You're into white trash.
If it's a Ziploc bag, it means you have drugs. If it's in the right pocket, you're looking for drugs. Cocktail napkin, you're a bar groupie. If it's a Kleenex, you like to stink or sniff.
Oh my land.
What?
If it's a Union Jack hanky, you're a skinhead top.
A houndstooth?
A houndstooth.
You're into biting. Alex, give me a color. This is funny.
Orange.
Orange. Orange left pocket, anything, anytime. Orange right pocket, anything now, just cruising. If it's... apricot left pocket is tons of fun. And if it's right pocket, you're a chubby chaser.
Which one's that's the no different. Fats, no femmes hanky?
I don't know. If it's coral.
Make sure you get it in the right pocket.
If it's
a coral. Asking for the wrong stuff.
If it's a coral. This is definitely making best of, just so you know. If it's a coral pocket. If it's a coral, you like to. Left pocket, suck toes. Right pocket, you're a shrimper? You love
I'm
the scared. You to love the suck toes? I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
A shrimper?
Shrimper? Because it's coral?
You're into fishermen?
Okay, lavender. Lavender pocket. You are a drag queen versus you like drag queens. I don't know. Like, if you're a drag queen, I kind of can tell. I need to, right. Like, hey, I don't, let me look at your pocket hanky. I'm not sure if you're a drag queen or not.
Okay.
And you have to be obviously a drag queen with pants or something. Yeah.
Mauve. The color mauve is for naval worshippers. It's kind of like an off pink, kind of magenta. Okay. Dark red. Oh, dark red. We can't hold on. Dark red. Left pocket, you're a two-handed fister. Right pocket, you're a two-handed fisty.
Ow.
So that involves two hands.
Ow.
So anyway, so we'll have to come up with some game. I could see this being like a man. One of my resolutions this year was I want to use more audio just because I think people have a lot to say. So whether it's talking about current topics, interviewing drunk people at the clubs, I could see us coming up with a game where I ask people different hanky codes and kind of, you know, get their
Billy on what's the streets hanky? At polls.
Right.
What's your hanky color?
What's your hanky color? Oh, man. Any others that are interesting? Can't talk about that.
Can't talk about that.
If it's white, if it's yellow with a white stripe, you like Asians. if it's red, white gingham, you like doing it in the park.
All right. So wait, hold on. At this time, I'd like everyone to identify with a color. What is
you don't have, I mean, I can't really look, I mean, you could tell me, but I can't look at the whole list right now.
Is it that extensive?
Dude, there's like 100 things on here.
But I mean, lots of fun. That's just pretty general. I'm lots of fun. Oh!
I think
nice olive green hanky right in my left pocket. Otherwise, I'm a chubby chaser.
Mustard hanky or size queen.
You're a size queen.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so So you can see how we have evolved from that. Wait, on your app, can you put like your color hanky? Like, could you pick a few colors? Kind of Grindr has the tribes, you know?
Okay.
You could be like red, green, and white with a black check.
Okay,
it's
but
not even colors anymore. They just flat out label you. It's like, I'm a death. I like this.
Dude, I swear, and look at this. They give you literally like a million things you can label yourself as.
How many do you get to pick, though?
You can pick as many as you want.
Really?
As many as you want.
Alex, you gotta get me on here, dude. You gotta, come on, dude. I've given you a voice on the radio. I have definitely been
give
your
him
friend.
A token. I have Let hooked. Him have
I have.
Token.
I have been there for you since 2 days after you turned
You're
18.
You're an intern on the show. You have to give him a token.
I stopped yelling at you on the air.
Okay. I will give you my token.
Yay!
If you buy me Taco Bell.
Okay. You had Taco Bell on the way here. You know what? I had to talk to him about this. He doesn't understand that at a certain point in life, certain foods are not conducive to the things that he likes to do in the bedroom.
That will backfire.
You can love Chipotle and eat Chipotle every single day if you want to. You can also be single and not have any fun.
It's a balance. I have to find a balance.
You have to find some balance in the force. Anyway, so that's the second thing that I learned this week. You know what? I've been so busy talking and getting distracted. Let's do some news so we can actually, you know, talk about some LGBT, you know, type shenanigans,
stuff.
Things like that. And then I want to talk about New Year's. I want to talk about getting pulled over by the cops in an Uber.
Woo! Fabulous.
Yeah. So let's, I don't have, you know, just pretend like your music is there and I'll add it in later.
Okay, so the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration.
Wait, what's his name?
Bill de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio?
Bill de Blasio. Is there a Bill de Blasio here?
I definitely can't decide if I like my voice more or less in the year of apathy when I don't really care to even enunciate or talk clearly on the air.
I don't really care, man. Like, it's just radio. Okay,
yeah.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
All right, here's your news. Okay, go.
Here's your friend news. So New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration issued a report last week explaining how they will interpret a 2002 civil rights law to accommodate transgender people. The New York Commission on Human Rights document explains the way the City Hall will enforce the law. One of the biggest changes listed is the requirement that all single occupancy bathrooms be clearly marked as gender neutral.
Oh.
The law explicitly states that it is illegal to deny a transgender person access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and other single-sex facilities. It also requires police, employers, and landlords to use a person's pronoun and name of choice, regardless of the name and gender marker on their identification.
So now if someone says, no, call me a she...
Yep,
you gotta.
Or you're gonna go to jail.
Yep.
It's funny how every state is different. Didn't Texas or some other state in the South just pass a law saying the opposite, that, you know, they were actually prohibiting you can't go into a...
Yeah, I think so.
It was like, unless your license actually says it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fights.
Well, I mean, I'm not transgender, so it doesn't apply to me, but I mean, way
to
go.
You are trans-Latino.
I am trans-Latino. I'm only allowed to go into bathrooms that are frequented by other Latinos.
Exactly.
Oh. What's it with the Latino? Okay, I'm going to look up the Latino code. Okay, go.
Okay, so.
If Asians have a hanky, then Latinos do.
Latinos have to hold it somewhere.
Hold on. Blue light with a white stripe. If it's in your left pocket, you're a sailor. If it's in the right pocket, you're looking for a salty seaman.
That's too funny. What?
Medium blue, you're a copsucker. I just feel like even though it was cop, even though the word was cop, I was like, you know what? How would that sound if somebody else heard that?
Just like in that word,
people 8 seconds
listening
from now just can't handle it.
I could have easily said law enforcement officer interest, but it was much more funny to say what they had.
Yeah. Play on words.
Okay.
Oh, it's funny.
What happened?
So a crazed man takes a sledgehammer to Philly's Rainbow Walk. Crazy.
Well, that's no...
A man wielding a sledgehammer drew attention to himself late last night when he began pounding away at a crosswalk in Center City. How appropriate. Confused onlookers watched as the man hammered away at the rainbow-colored crosswalk shortly before 10:30 p.m.
A lot of cities do that during pride events, and some of them end up keeping it. If it's a predominantly gay neighborhood, they'll kind of give a nod to pride by having a certain crosswalk, you know, the colors of the rainbow, to kind of be like, hey, this is a great street.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he
just took a sledgehammer.
Didn't like gay people, or he's very against rainbows as a sign to Noah that God will never flood the world again.
I want this color. So the city installed the rainbow colored crosswalk last summer as part of an effort to show people that Philadelphia really is LGBTQ friendly place despite other things. So there's
despite
a man
people
in the
taking
middle...
sledgehammers to the road.
So, besides all this other bad stuff that's happened. So there was a man in the middle of the road with a sledgehammer beating the rainbow sidewalk with it. Another man came up behind and began chiseling with him. While pedestrians hurried past the two vandals, somebody had the good sense to whip out a cell phone and call 911. By the time the police...
Is that really
saying,
a 911 emergency, though?
Well, I mean,
That someone is hitting the road with a hammer?
Well, that, I mean, because that's going to cause damage to, like, roads or people driving on it. Like, someone's just destroying...
How strong... Is this Popeye the Sailor Man or the Incredible Hulk? When's the last time...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's going to take a sledgehammer to the middle of the road and try
it's
to
It's not
going to
create, like, a pothole and cause, like, a road hazard.
Still, you got to drive over... I don't want my tires driving over that crap. Pop my tire, I'm a soup. I'm still
the same. I'm sure the folks at 911 love being bothered. But there was some guy hitting the road with a hammer.
Disturbing the peace. I mean, if I can get pulled over
really
for playing music too loud, he can certainly get something for smashing up a rainbow road.
But let's be honest, he didn't do that much damage. There was only minor damage to the brightly colored crosswalk. And they don't have any suspects or motives on the case other than he was just crazy.
Take a trip onto Home Depot, it's like it never happened.
Yep. If the hanky is Holstein, it means you are a milker or a milky.
What? A milk?
Oh, I found mine. Brown with white stripes is Latino. A brown hanky with white. But when are you going to see it? I don't even know where to find a hanky.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, they got to have like somebody designing all these different, like, because where are they going to get those?
I'm not going to look for it now, but I guarantee you that there's one wise gay guy that, like, got, that, you know, had the business plan years ago. And it's probably the only place in America where you can go to get your complete hanky needs met. Like, you get the catalog where it gives you the end. Like, there's probably
drawers of hankies.
There's probably,
like
one business.
Like?
You know what? I'm going to find out if this is a business, and I'm going to interview this person and be like, how did you get into the gay hanky business? How has the internet impacted your business?
You were Andrew Christian before Andrew Christian was Andrew Christian.
What's your biggest seller?
Well, I found it.
It's like a short.
You
want to
hear another? You
want to
hear another
glasses?
Weird one?
Sure.
What do you think a leopard hanky signifies?
You're into someone feisty.
It's not really that. It's not really that extreme. It's just it's odd.
You're a furry.
Do you have a suggestion?
No, I don't know. Say it again.
A leopard hanky, like leopard print.
I don't know. They like to go really.
You know,
really
for
fast.
Improv actor, you.
they like to go really fast, just like. I don't know.
Like in and out 5 minutes.
Like, that's okay, it. We're done.
What does the cheetah
just
say?
Because like he's running so fast, he's got a little wind blowing his face.
Running
he's just like.
Hey, look at that cheetah over there.
I'm running so fast. Look at me. Cheetah.
Leopard means that you like tattoos or you have tattoos.
Oh.
Like I said, not it's just, isn't that odd?
That's
I just
weird. Yeah.
Where did this come from? Like, who came up with this? Because what if What if before, like, there was probably no Encyclopedia Britannica entry on the gay hanky code?
Yeah,
what if before the internet, like, before there was this nice little handy-dandy guide, what if you were from a part of the country where the hanky code meant, like, something totally different? And, like, there had to be, like, different hanky codes, like regional.
Like,
hey, I'm a New York red left pocket. Well, that's the same thing as a Alabama brown right pocket. You know, the...
Like, is there a dictionary at the library in, like, a certain section that they hit it where you had to go and find it? Like,
my mind is
then?
Literally being blown today because of this, to think about how in the world were people gay before the internet without going crazy? Like, you literally, that's the reason people,
gone,
that's
like,
the reason people probably got together and, like, had these marriages that have lasted for 40 years, because you were only as monogamous as your option. So you found, like, one gay person, you had to latch on tight because you may not ever meet another one.
Yep.
That you like or can tolerate.
Maybe it's a conversation starter. You walk up to someone like, oh, what does your hanky mean? And then you find out what it means and you're like, oh, I'm gonna walk away now.
Any more news stories? You know what? Skip that one because I want to go into something else if you don't mind.
All right.
Thank you. Basically, a woman got complained because her cable British company set up an offensive Wi-Fi password at her mother's house, and it was like F gays or something like that. So when you got there and it was like, hey, log into Wi-Fi, and it said it was like the F word for gays minus the U or something like that.
Yeah.
Before I talk about New Year's Eve, I'm also talking about this is another story out of England. To hop on board everything is Star Wars crazy right now.
Oh yeah.
Firefighters in London from the London Fire Brigade have released a Star Wars parody to warn people against penis rings and handcuffs.
What do you mean, like the one you wear?
The London Fire Brigade aims to highlight the increased amount of time-wasting calls they receive due to people, quote, getting themselves stuck or trapped in objects like handcuffs and rings. So they made a fake parody video, you know, where it's like, doom, 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 where like the scrolling text reads to be like, you know, hey, don't do this or don't do this. And so they said, quote, one time firefighters came to rescue a man forced to undergo surgery to remove two metal rings that had been stuck on him for 3 days. Quote, don't use the force, Luke, Anakin, or Yoda. If it doesn't fit, don't force it. And keep the keys handy. So basically, the London Fire Brigade is sick of having to uncuff you from a night of an amorous night of play.
Of amorous. Night.
Yeah, or you find yourself stuck in something you can't get out of.
Oh, so first, men.com using the whole Star Wars thing. And
yeah,
then
right.
London
when
Fire
it comes
Department.
To your kinky adventures, be safe.
Yeah, right.
Please be safe.
Only you can prevent...
Only you can prevent rug burn.
Like, people won't listen to any sort of PSA, but when you put Star Wars on it, everybody listens.
I mean, we're talking about it, so, I mean, way to go, London. Evidently, this must be a big problem for the London Fire Brigade to be like, all right, what can we do? Like, this is getting ridiculous, you guys. Like, Mrs. Johnson burned up yesterday because we were too busy getting, you know, so-and-so out of whatever because we're on a different call. Third thing I learned this week, obviously New Year's Eve. You know what? I will say this. New Year's Eve is fun. I don't know if it's just because of the way I was raised. Why are both of you yawning? Is it that boring of a show today?
No. It's just contagious.
Monday madness.
Yeah.
I've never really
been a big New Year's Eve goer, doer, outer. I think my mother used to always instill in me the fear of God. That my mother used to always basically make it sound like if you were out on New Year's Eve, that at the stroke of midnight, no matter where you were, even if you were alone in a drunk field, at 12:01, a drunk driver will kill you.
My mom is literally the exact same way. She's like, are you driving your car when you go out? Oh my, because my mom went to Clearwater for New Year's Eve, and I stayed in Orlando because I had to work the next day because it was our biggest sale at the store. And like, I'm out, and like, she's literally texting me every 50 minutes. Did you get to where you were going all right? Okay, so you're inside? Okay, so you're not in the parking lot? Okay, so... And I'm like, give me a break, lady. Like, and the crazy thing is that there wasn't really that many people in Orlando for New Year's Eve, like, in downtown, in that area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like Halloween.
I ended up being up in Washington, D.C. I got to go visit some friends. It was good. It was, you know, it was a good, fun trip. I enjoyed it. I don't like the cold. I lived in it before. I don't own the clothing to do it anymore. I think I'm nothing reaffirmed that I'm a Florida boy than this trip. I'm not enjoyable when I'm cold. I see why people have personality problems. I was like, I understand why people can get like bitter and angry and crotchety at stuff because you're angry at the cold and anything else is like the straw that breaks the camel's back. So New Year's Eve ended up at a place called Ziegler's Secrets. It's a two-story club. And, you know, so we walked in the first floor, and I was a little bit bummed out because it looked kind of dead and looked kind of, you know, not that impressive. I was like, why are we here? And then I went up to the second floor.
That's the thing with those two-story clubs. Like I always call the first floor of two-story clubs, like, purgatory. That those are just, like, where... I don't know where the boring people go, but then you go upstairs and wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, the second story is, you know, fully, it's, have you ever been to Roosters down in Miami?
No.
Yes.
I've never been to Miami.
I've been to Swinging Richards, but not Roosters.
Well, anyway, so, you know, nude dancers, you go up there. So obviously everyone's upstairs to look at the nude dancers, and they were really pretty nude dancers. But, you know, it's like when you're with somebody that you're like, that's like your date for the night, it's like, you know, how much of looking at the dancers is too much versus like, I'm okay and secure so you can tip the dancer versus why are you still staring at that guy while I'm trying to talk to you? So I just kind of like, you know, I got obliterated and had a decent time doing so. Met some deaf people that taught me how to say Happy New Year in sign language. Don't remember that at all. And then DC is fun, but everything is kind of spread out. And I feel like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is not a good time to kind of explore the gay scene of a city because everything's different. Everyone's like biological clock is off. Things aren't open the way they normally would have been. Things that I would have liked to have done ended up not, you know, being there because it was the holiday. So anyway, New Year's Eve, I think that I am going to be one of those people that's content to have a New Year's Eve chill at home because... You know, and this is going to sound incredibly vain. When you live a life that's as fly and fun and exciting as mine, Eric, you know, why feel the need to try and cram an adventure onto a day when everybody else is? It's like, I kind of feel like every day of the year is New Year's Eve for me, you know, and that's the fun you allow yourself to happen. Life is too serious to be taken seriously. If you want to, you know, be a stay-at-home shut-in, you know, that's fine. And I've definitely appreciated in my more recent past being more chill and enjoying, you know, more one-on-one hangouts instead of, you know, going out four or five nights a week. But now I kind of feel like I want to go back and do a little bit more, you know, socializing because I don't want that to become the pattern and have that be, you know, like the door that opens into someone that's like, you know, old and crotchety and just stays at home.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, I hate technology.
You gotta find like a balance.
Right. A balance in the force. And then we went to Virginia Beach to a place called Crocs. I've never been to a drag brunch where I was the only gay person at the drag brunch. It was very odd. There were five guys, me and another gay guy, my guest, and then everyone else was just like women, middle-aged women, fat women, old women. Like, so it was weird. It was kind of like, why are you all here? This is a drag brunch.
And they're just there like, okay.
Mind your own culture.
Yeah. It's like, why am I the only one?
I chalked it up to the fact they didn't have very good drink specials. I said, if you want to get the gays here, you're going to get some better drink specials and work that out. Yeah.
Unlimited mimosas.
Mimosas.
And then, have you ever stolen anything from a club before?
From a club?
Have you ever stolen anything from a club? I'm not going to out my friend.
I really can't think that I have.
I'm not going to spit any names. My buddy and his boyfriend, who make an annual pilgrimage to... down to Parliament House once a year. When I was at their place in Northern Virginia, they were like, "Hey, you wanna?" Evidently, they take one ashtray from Parliament House every time they go, and that's how they've collected. that's their memento from the trip. And so you can smoke in an authentic Parliament House ashtray in Northern Virginia.
But like, what else can you steal though?
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, "What? I mean, what could you steal?"
Someone's hot.
Oh snap! Like. I would love to steal a stripper pole at Folsom. I mean, but shh, you didn't hear that.
This in my bedroom. Thank you.
That's exactly how I want to do it.
Wait, what were they stealing?
Or be like a?
He's like, I steal a stripper pole or something. It's like, I'm just gonna take this from my bedroom.
Oh, I thought you said I'm gonna steal the stripper. Just go like, all right, put me back. You go
I mean,
home.
You
keep
them in too. Like, take like, them both home.
Look what I got from the club. You got some go-go dancer, like emaciated, chained just up like, in your closet
with a stripper pole.
Like, dance for me.
Okay, dance.
Dancer for money.
Ask a unsuspecting grandma to just take something and put it in her purse for me.
You want your tips, don't you? Come on and dance.
Yeah, that twinkle feet. Twinkle feet.
That twinkle
feet.
That twinkle feet will be $5, please.
That's locking up go-go dancers in your closet. That's a maroon hanky with little pink hearts upside down.
Yep, we gotta get that made.
One of the things, when you're staying with a friend, I mean, I'm not a neat freak by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think any of us are. What about you? What about your boyfriend? Is he like a, which one of you is the neat one?
Him.
He's the neat one?
Yeah.
Is he like OCD about it, or like...
Kinda, yeah.
See, sometimes I think I'd be willing to be in a tolerable relationship just if it was a really neat person, because I would always be able to be somewhat happy because they kept the house clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd put up with a bad personality to have a more clean house.
As many men did in the 1950s.
So when I was staying with my one friend up in I try not to use names. It's not personal business. Doesn't need to go out there. But I was staying with one friend, and this is the one that is OCD clean. And yes, his house is immaculate. It's great. I didn't know. I'd heard this. I did not know how deep it really went. Where if something's out of place for more than a minute, he gets antsy and has to get up and change it. Mm. If your shoes are on for more than 5 minutes in the house, we have an issue. Let me tell you. Living out of a suitcase when you're visiting someone that is OCD as clean as this is probably the most frustrating thing in the world, because all of a sudden all your crap goes missing. I put my wallet there. Where is it? I don't know. So you look for the wallet's been put on top of the fridge.
Why?
All of a sudden the shorts that you took off when you went to change and just left near your suitcase on the floor, they've been folded up and put on top of the television, but the belt has been taken out of the belt loops and that's put somewhere else. So now we don't know where the belt is. So like, everything goes missing.
But that makes no sense. If there was OCD, I would think it would all need to stay together.
Yeah, my suitcase is home base.
Well, No. He thinks that everything has a place that doesn't really make sense, so he has to put things in their place, even if they're not his things. I thought as a visitor that if I kept my crap confined to like my bag and my pile,
like a little square,
thought that like my pile
like,
would be.
This is
my pile. Look, I kept all my stuff nicely, cleanly in this room in a pile.
It's in the designated square.
Why did you like go and like fold my clothes and put them in your drawer and fold them and put them all around the house?
It looked lovely draped over the armchair. This needs to go over here next to the plant.
Yeah.
This goes in the attic.
As our outro music starts to play, and then, you know, getting an Uber driver back with this driver that's, you know, at first I said, hey, man, that's really cool that you just pulled a U-turn from the far right lane through that red light, unfortunately in front of a cop who then ended up pulling us over. And then, you know, so we're in the Uber driver, you're in the Uber car, you're sitting there going, like, they never asked them. The cops never said, is this Uber? Like, why, what are you in the car for? I was like, why, this fat old black man is driving us, and we're just sitting there, you know, passengers. And then when he comes back and gives the guy a ticket for running the red light, he goes, you know, how about that driving record? And they're like, what driving record? Like, well, you got a 2-page long driving record, sir. What about that DUI? What about that speeding ticket? I'm going, okay, somebody fudged their records to get on the Uber.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, but we got home and everyone survived the holidays. And last thing I'll say, it was really cool, as always, to be out in another city and have people acknowledge the show and know the show. When I went to go tip a drag queen, she, you know, did the obligatory, what's your name, where are you from? I said, Justice from Orlando. And then after that point, two separate individuals came up to me at a club in D.C.
Nice.
And one of them said, hey, I follow you on Twitter. I listen to the show. You know, so Alex, you got some love. You hadn't been on as much recently, so I didn't, he's a newer listener. But, you know, so thank you very much for anyone that listens to the show, to the podcast, gayradioshow.com. We are thankful that you check us out and see.
My fans.
And well, don't be a jerk about it. Just say thanks for listening and feel flattered that people love what
listening.
We do.
Thanks for listening.
I hate you so much. I'm gonna pick the worst colored hanky and stuff it in your pocket. Going around the circle. Eric, the actor, Misty, good to have you back, man. What do you have going on this week?
Too. I'm just enjoying the rest of my few days off, then I get back to Johnny Rockets.
Very nice. And then Alex, the friend turn. I didn't get to talk about your major adventures coming up, but you're going to be all over the place and have a lot to tell us when you return, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so Miami and Mexico and music festivals, and get that passport or you're going to be SOL, bro.
Oh, God.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, Humble Happy Hour, GayRadioShow.com, and until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
The DJ hanky is yellow.
I don't even want to look at what that one is. Until next time, I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the
air. How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous. I absolutely lie.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeff.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour, why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not.
Such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's all
food. Lot Orlando ruining lives all on across
a,
America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.